and do the show?
Yeah, you can eat and do the show, I guess.
Might need a drink, though, in the middle of the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. It's Bob.
Hey, everyone. It's Miles.
Miles eating cheese sticks or something. What are you eating?
It's a poor man's Cheez-It, sir. I don't know what you're
saying. Oh, it's a poor man Cheez-It?
Yeah. Oh. Or something. I don't know what you want to call them.
Like generic Cheez-Its? Or are they little...
Yeah.
Are they little wavy sticks?
No, it's squares with like a little dinky hole in them.
Okay. Wasn't that your first girlfriend? She's kind of a square with a dinky hole.
Yes, but I can tell you these crackers are much more enjoyable.
They're more flavorful.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What are you eating for, anyway?
It's my diet I'm working on.
Are you gaining weight for a film?
Yes.
Because I think if you're going to play Francis in the next Pee Wee Herman movie, you're overweight.
Francis?
Yes, Pee Wee. Yeah, so I think you're going to have to slim down if you're playing Francis.
You know, I really lost weight like 2 weeks ago and then I gained it all back. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know, eating cheesy squares or whatever.
What, tiny holes?
Yeah, the tiny hole, yeah.
They like to fill these tiny holes.
Yeah, you like to stick your tongue in there, don't you?
Mmm.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm just going to eat while we do the show, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine with me. It won't be much different than any other night, really.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Serenity Now. Serenity Now. So, I was at the Helmart this week.
Okay.
And I was picking up a few things, and my wife wanted me to pick up a prescription for her. Because she wasn't feeling very well.
Was it chlamydia?
No. No.
Oh.
She had a sore throat. It was like, you know, a summer cold kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I go to the pharmacy, which they have strategically placed, you know, in the middle of all the other, you know, over-the-counter medications.
Right.
And they have signage. So, you know, they have like little, you know, ropes like Disney or whatever, those little vine.
Oh, right.
Those little things that pull out, you know, and then they have a sign that says enter, and they mm-hmm. have a sign that says exit.
Right.
All right. So I walk up, but there's nobody at the enter sign.
Right.
And so I walk up and I stand there because there's somebody at the counter.
Yeah.
There's actually two somebodies. There's two people waiting on folks, and there's two people. And there's spots, and I look over to my left where it says exit, and there's like this, you know, for lack of a better term, moron couple and another lady standing over by the exit.
Yeah.
And they see me walk up, and she's like, one of the moron people are like, oh no.
You're like, Mom, easy.
Yeah,
Mom.
And I'm like, I like look over and I go, are you guys waiting? Yes! We're waiting. And then I look at the lady behind her, like, you know, quizzically.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I thought they were in line. And plain as day, right next to them is a sign that says exit. Right?
I was just giving them a ride. I don't even know.
No, she was... She certainly was not with these people, but apparently fell into the trap of following them. And, you know, it's like, I'm like, go ahead. Go ahead.
So there's no way that they were like, you know, they didn't know the language or...
No, no. These are just rednecks.
We don't know where it is. Is this it?
Yeah. I go, you know, the one with five letters is the entrance and, you know, enter. And the one with four letters is the exit.
Oh, I see. But
she was so, it was as if I, like, blew her ruse to get everybody to line up at the exit line or something. Oh, we're going to have to wait now. So I just let him go, and I was just like, you know, ignorant people. I should be an ass like Miles would be and just go in front of him, you know, be oblivious.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, you'd have your Bears hat on. You'd be like, I got to get my, you know, cortisone shot for my knee or whatever because I'm a pro ball player.
I have had so many people cut in line in front of me, and I say nothing. I let them do it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, 15 times this has happened.
You also pay for a telephone that you can't answer, so.
Thank you, Mediacom, for.
So anyway, I let them go, and so as I'm standing there letting these, you know, people go that obviously are illiterate or something, I don't know. I notice there's one, like, you know, kind of normal-looking lady who's checking, you know, checking people out efficiently, thank goodness.
She's like, I'm checking you out.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. And then there's the other guy. And he looks like a young Crispin Glover.
Oh, Jesus.
And
he's
going really slow. And he's not blinking a lot. And he's like, do you have any questions about your prescription? I swear to God, this guy looks so Crispin Glover-ish, like, you know, a young Crispin Glover with shorter hair, not your River's Edge Crispin Glover,
but right.
Kind of clean-cut Crispin Glover.
Kind of like the Hot Tub Machine movie.
What's that?
The Hot Tub Machine time machine.
Yeah, but he's older than this guy's younger. He's like probably in his early 20s.
Okay.
But he had, you know, the nose and the eyes and kind of that crazy face.
Right.
And I'm like, oh God, please don't let me get Crispin Glover for my pick up my meds for my wife.
Ma'am, do you want to step up?
Hey. You're okay. Take your damn hands off of those. So the weird thing was he caught me staring at him because he was so much like him.
Man crush.
Yeah, and he shot me this look like, you know, like a crazy Crispin Glover look.
Ma'am, I'm married. Look at the ring on the finger.
Yeah, kind of freaked me out. Hey, Biff.
Hey, Caitlin, I'm married.
Okay. I'm like, that guy looks so much, you know. I'm being weird because he looks so weird. So, thankfully, I kind of got the chubby lady, so.
Yeah.
But she was very efficient.
Oh, sure, you'll check out Crispin Glover, but not me.
That's right. I'm not good enough for you, am I? I'm going to spit in your bag. So, no, it was kind of weird. I was thinking, should people that look like Crispin Glover really work at the pharmacy? I mean...
That would be very distracting.
Yeah. Don't you think?
You know what I hate about... This is, I'm sorry to interrupt your story, but...
No,
I'm
that's it. That's the story right there.
But people in this state, you know, when you stand in line, when you form a line, you should be looking at the back of the head of the person in front of you, right?
Okay.
I mean, that's, I think society kind of has a rule like that, you know, I mean, it's kind of a standard. And so many people will come up and, like, stand at your side.
Really?
Like, I can be at the bank. I've had this happen, like, I'll be at the bank, and, like, someone will be, like, right next to me, and, like, I'm like, do you fucking mind?
Like, you know, they know you?
Like, I want to take out my $5, you know, and I really don't want you to see me doing it. Yeah, no, I've had this happen at the gas stations, at the bank. I'm like, no, a line would be, you're looking at the back of my head. Okay, that's how the line works. You're not, you know, we're not staying shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
That's weird. I don't think I've experienced a lot of that.
I've had this multiple times. Multiple times.
But I will usually stick my elbows out and kind of move around.
Yeah.
Kind of clear a path.
I usually have my hands in my pants, so that usually, you know.
Yeah.
Stop that from happening. But,
yeah, you have these weird jerking motions in your hands and your pants, yes. Hey, I saw a game show you should be on. Did you see this?
Oh, you sent me a link. So it's like a Japanese game show, and like these girls are like,
yeah.
How should you put this?
they're yanking the wanky.
They're kind of pumping the professor, I guess. These guys have to like sing a song or something.
Yeah. That's...
Dude looks like a lady.
the. It's some Japanese game show, and the purpose of it, I don't know what the purpose of it is, to be honest with you. I happened to see this on Facebook. I don't even remember who posted it, but it was all, you know, covered up, but you got the idea of what was going on.
Yeah.
Basically, they have these women masturbate these men while they sing karaoke, and then the announcer laughs at them, especially, you know, at the point of ecstasy there.
Now, how do you even audition, like, the women for this? You
know? I don't know. I think that they...
I mean, what resume do you bring in? Like, okay, let me see here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she's got a strong forearm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm just like, I'm thinking, you know, that's kind of a weird... yeah, that would be weird on your resume. Oh, you were 4 years on Karaoke Whack-Off. Oh, fantastic.
Let me see, you were Sigma Cum Laude at Southern Illinois University and Whack-Off Japanese Dudes. Wow.
That's interesting.
That's pretty cool.
That's good. Yeah, nice.
Kind of weird.
That, and I'm assuming that they have to have their nails fairly blunted.
Let me see, you have an advanced degree in biochemistry and you whack off Japanese dudes.
That's right. Maybe they get them from other industries that, you know, need to milk animals for their sperm.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can see, you know, I didn't like young dudes lining up for this. Like, hell yeah. Yeah,
I mean, these ladies weren't, you know, ugly or anything, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm thinking you could either be a contestant or the host.
I don't really want to see. Yeah, I don't.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't want to see that.
Let's see what song. Hey, Billy, we got Billy's going to play now. Let's spin the wheel and see what song Billy gets. Oh, Caribbean Queen. No. Okay, Billy, here we go.
Who's that one guy that hosts the Animal Planet stuff? He's always really happy. He was on Saved by the Bell, I think. What's his?
Mario Lopez?
Yeah, I think he'd be a good host. Wow, look at Bob go. Holy cow. I'm singing the Night Chicago Dive.
That's right.
Chicago Dive.
I just thought that was so bizarre. I thought...
Bob's out of the contest.
Yeah, I think I wrote that you had the at-home version of that. But Where you basically would paste the Japanese woman's face next to your head there and then go to town. So.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't even want to win the prize. I just want this Japanese girl just to do her best. I'll give her the money. I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a prize, to be honest with
you. I don't. Oh, wait, there's no prize?
I have no idea. It's so bizarre.
Your prize is a happy ending. That's your prize.
That's your prize.
You're having a good-looking girl, you know, foom.
There you go.
Huh.
Yeah, talk about somebody who's standing kind of next to you.
Yeah. Well, weren't those dudes, like, facing each other, too? That's the weird part. It's like...
Yeah, it was weird. It was
like, wait, I gotta watch this dude. Wait a minute, we're both at the same time. No. raise that curtain right now. I'm not doing this in front of an audience. There's no way.
So I don't even know what it was called, but it was.
I mean, you can watch me in, you can watch me in silhouette, but there's no way in hell you're gonna. There's no way, no.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what your anxiety would be worse about, the whacking or the karaoke. So.
Well, I can't sing, but man, I I'm good at one thing anyway. So.
I just thought it was funny. I don't know.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, that was very funny. That's disturbing funny, yes.
Yeah, well, so what's going on with you?
Well, you know, you've been razzing me because my oldest boy has graduated and he had two graduation parties, right?
Several, more than that. And the ceiling fan is not fixed yet.
And the ceiling fan is not fixed, but he did get a new job where he's working with electronics, so I'm hoping that he works his way up to installation.
Oh,
so.
It's a ceiling fan installation.
Yeah, so I think if I just let him, if he hangs here...
If he has a good 10-year career, he'll be deceiving fans in 10 years. And we'll be
if he's there about a good 2 to 3 years, I think he's going to know how to do this.
Yeah,
so.
I think that he'll be helping out the family. And you know, kind of like your family lawyer, he'll be your family ceiling fan installer.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So,
all right. Congratulations, so, yeah. By the way. I'm glad he got a job.
Yes, he got a job. He actually quit the first job, and then he...
Oh, he had another job?
Yeah.
Man, this kid's got more jobs.
But that's a long story. But anyway, he so he had these two parties, right? And, like, one was right at graduation time.
So now he's going to have a job party.
And, he could, yes. So he had one right on graduation day, which was back in May.
So
right?
I got this party game. It involves karaoke.
Comes with two Japanese girls.
That's right. What was the name of that show?
If you play your cards right, you'll come with them. You know what I'm saying?
There was a 70s show, something in Jeff. Remember? There was a comedian, Jeff Altman, and he had two Japanese girls.
Oh, man. I've never heard of this show.
Seriously?
No. What?
Yeah, something in Jeff.
I don't know.
Well, go ahead.
And
Pink Lady and Jeff.
I'm gonna have to Google this one.
Yeah, Pink Lady and Jeff. Look up Pink Lady and Jeff.
After the show, I will Google Pink Lady and Jeff. Okay, just to appease you because I really don't.
It was a 70s show with a comedian. Jeff Altman. I remember watching this, and it was two Japanese women who were called Pink Lady.
Is that like Tony Orlando and Dawn?
Exactly. It was kind of like that, but it was Pink Lady and Jeff.
I never heard of this.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, it's being Googled by my research staff right now.
Research staff.
Yes, it does exist. Yes, I believe you. Yes, put your phone down. Yes, I get it.
Here, let me see. I got it.
Video
here.
I know.
Oh, you hear it?
What was that?
That was Pink Lady and Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I got to click it again. Hold on. Oh, it keeps dying. Oh, well, forget it. Keeps dying. Anyway, Pink Lady and Jeff. So anyway, finish your story now.
So I don't even know if I want to now.
When you start the show eating cheese, this is what you get.
I know. Now we've already blown our load here. So basically, now this is the cold come down story thing. So I have, you know, people have privately and publicly have said, hey, didn't know if you got my money, didn't get no thank you, but...
I've been waiting for my thank you.
And, we've been waiting for your money, so...
Then we're even.
Then we're even, aren't we? So, I'm glad you didn't give money, because you're just one less person to,
I'll wait for that to get the thank you.
And he's late getting these out, and yes, you know, I mean, if you want to privately approach me, someone kind of publicly, you know.
Hey, and get a thank you from your kid.
Yeah, like, hey, you know, what's going on, what's up, you know?
You know,
and,
you
So I said, you know, Miles Jr., get on this. Please get it done.
Yeah.
Right. And he's like, I don't know how to.
What do you mean you don't know how to write a thank you? Just say thank you.
Thank you.
He goes, well, I don't know. I mean, is that all you say? Or yeah. I'm like, well.
Thank you for the towels. They're plush. Nice.
No. He says he has no idea what to write.
Thanks for the cash. It'll come in handy for my drug habit.
Yeah, he can't even come up with that. He's like, well, how do you do it? I mean, what do you...
Thanks, Uncle. I bought a hooker with your money.
Yeah, right. You know, something, right? No, nothing, right? So I'm like, okay, listen, I'm going to get involved in on this because I've got some family now coming after me about this. I thought, okay, I'll get involved. So I write kind of a template, if you will.
Thanks. Now that I'm addicted, can you pay for rehab?
Yeah. Yeah, did you spell rehab right? This isn't the... But I go, you can change it, but this is just, if you don't know the person well, just write this, right?
Thanks, send naked pictures.
And, you know, my wife is totally against this. You are enabling him.
Yeah, you're an enabler. Exactly.
You have to let him do it himself. You know, if he misspells words, you know.
He did graduate, so.
Couldn't even read your template.
I have my own twin speak, so no one can read my writing. That's why.
Twin speak.
So if anyone tries to steal my ideas, they can't read it.
I write backwards.
And, so, you know, so he's doing that. And,
I write in pig Latin.
My wife is completely against this. You know, he doesn't even know where physically on the card where to write. He's like writing on the wrong side. And
that's okay. He can do whatever he wants.
You know, and it's like, no, you're doing it wrong. And then he's all freaked out. No, I'm doing it wrong. Oh, my God.
You literally could just sign your name to a thank you card.
It is just the house of happiness. I mean, it's just completely...
Here's your money back. Thank you.
Complete, you know, crazy town meltdown. Everyone's having a meltdown over this thing, right?
Thanks for the beer, Uncle Mike.
Right, exactly. So we went away. We had something to do. We went away. We like, while we're gone, you're going to stay home. You're going to work on these, right?
You're going to write these. You're going to thank these people, God damn it.
I go right to the people first that have been kind of, I don't want to say complaining, but asking where, you know, do they have the right to ask?
Well, you should say whenever they ask you, you say, yeah, he got in this bad lawnmower accident and he lost two fingers.
Right? So we go away for a couple hours. We come back and he's emotionally spent.
He's playing Xbox.
Yeah, he's just like, that's it. I got about 17 of these, and I'm done for tonight. I can't.
Yeah. I bought condoms. Thank you.
Yeah, right? You know, he's just had too many things in his life going on. I'm like, all okay. Right. I go, you know what? Listen, I'll address them. I'll address the things. Cause I just want to get them some in the mail, you know?
Right. Well, who's going to buy stamps, though?
I had bought stamps.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I actually had... Well, a bunch of, like, return stickers, so I was doing that.
Oh, you stole them from work. Okay, gotcha.
Well, I might have borrowed a few, but yes. But now, you know, everyone hates each other. Everyone's crying. There's yelling.
Oh, nice.
I go, and I'm getting upset now. Now I'm getting upset.
And
I go,
like, I'm going to have some more cheese. Leave me alone.
Give me some more of these damn Cheez-Its, man. I want some. I go, where is... the address book.
Right? Uh-oh.
No address book. It's gone.
Well, it's the age of the internet, my friend. You just look it up.
Thank you.
Wait. This isn't your show, okay? This isn't your show.
You so, type in Uncle Mike address, please.
Just look it up, right? And, okay, granted, some of them are there and some of them aren't.
And you know where the ones that aren't? You just wait till you see them and you give it to them.
So I'm up, you know, it's like 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30. I'm just getting completely nuts. In the meantime, like my son's crew has shown up. They're all playing Xbox downstairs.
Yeah.
Having a great time. My wife just said, F it, and went to bed. You know.
She's like, if only it was cooler in this bedroom if I had a ceiling fan that was...
Oh my God. So at this point, I'm nuts. I go, F it. I'm just done with it. And I walk away from it. I go to bed.
Okay.
And now my wife's like, what were you doing? Oh. Yeah. I was working on these goddamn freaking thank yous.
Yeah.
Right?
And she's like, I hear you.
Oh, what?
I hear you.
She goes, you enabler. You're an enabler. You're an enabler. I go, I don't even know what that means. I go, I was just trying to do my kid's work, you know, and I, it has been the most unhappiest.
You see what free money gets you?
Mm-hmm. I know. And now I ask the kid today, I go, you know, work on him today. Oh, okay. All right. No, nothing done today.
Yeah. Just draw a little heart and write your initials.
I don't know. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I have enabled enough. I'm done.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So if people call him out on Facebook this week, he's just on his own. So I'm like, screw it.
I hope you choke on a churro when you spend my money.
I'm gonna mail back your $20, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, if it means that much to you, here's your $20 back. Yeah, you know? Jesus.
I tripled it in Vegas. Thank you.
I spent it on hookers.
Yeah. That's right.
So I'm actually kind of, I want to say thank you, Bob, for actually not giving anything. You're not on the list of people I had to scramble to find the goddamn addresses for. I'm like,
you wouldn't have mine anyway because I moved.
I know, and you won't give it to me anyway. You're like, oh, dude, man, you're not going to know where we live.
That's right.
We live underground, man. We're off the grid.
We're off the grid.
Well, I want to actually thank you, Bob. I was kind of, you know, a little disappointed at first, but now I want to actually thank you.
Yeah, oh, well, no problem.
You know, so thank you.
Hey, I offered to take you guys to a really cool pinball place for free.
Yeah, I know.
That's worth more than $20.
No, I'm having the whole cats in the cradle thing here right now.
So it's the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Oh, and would you like to play pinball with me and my fat friend? What I'd really like to do is borrow the car keys.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem. You got to kind of get those. You should, you know, you had two parties, number one. So then now you got all this, you know, crap.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have had two parties. You have one party and call it a day.
How about we just get on Facebook? We just do a public thank you, and I think.
No, that's not good enough.
Or we IM people on Facebook. We just say, thank you, Grandma Nooney.
That would work. That probably would have worked had you done it right away.
I know. And now it's like 4 months ago and everyone's upset. And, you know, it's like,
I think that he should take a picture of what he buys with their money and send it to everybody with a note, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's my thought. So no matter what he buys, no matter how disturbing, he just sends him a picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought my first furry costume.
I'm the green man now. Look at me.
Look at me. No. Oh, poor guy. You know, I mean, this is part of being in normal society. That's why I don't interact with normal society that much. So
I know. I would suggest when your kids graduate, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't do anything.
That's what I'm doing. I don't want to do anything.
Don't want to do anything.
Yeah. I won't be looking for that $20 from you. You know?
I keep waiting to hear the static noise, you know.
Oh, you ready for that?
I was just hoping that was your out at this point. I'm taking a knee.
I'm taking a knee. All right, here we go. Going out.